96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Brought to you in part by Commonwealth Bank, Bahamas Bus and Truck Company Limited, Wendy's, J.S. Johnson, Ministry of Finance, TF Express Delivery, Ron's Electric Motors, Burger King, Fidelity Bank, and Carey's Fabric and Uniform Center.
Good afternoon, Bahamas, and welcome to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. Okay, today we're going to talk a couple of things. We have some concerns we see emanating out of cabinet, out of the number of COVID-19 cases. We'll go through that, go through some of what we're hearing. And go forward from there. We're also dealing with the vaccine stuff. We'll look a bit at the Bahamas Christian Council and what they're talking about with the vaccine. No, they're not scientific experts, but and I don't really take medical advice from the Bahamas Christian Council very seriously, but I think that there are a lot of people who do. And then to that effect, we should look at what they have to say to members of the Christian community. All right. Now, we are looking at our COVID cases, as I am hearing from very reliable sources that the government is considering tightening restrictions on Grand Bahama and North Eleuthera. So Grand Bahama can expect some announcements to that effect soon, I am hearing, as well as North Eleuthera, where there are additional concerns. So let's just go over where we are, and then let's break this down as to what the surrounding issues appear to be, as best we can tell, because we just aren't getting a ton of information volunteered to us other than what we doggedly seek out. So COVID cases surpassed 9,000, all right? Total number of COVID cases recorded in the Bahamas since March 2020 exceeded 9,000 over the weekend. As of March 27th, 9,076 cases were recorded. Health officials reported 42 new cases that day, 22 on New Providence, 14 on Grand Bahama, 1 on Bimini and Cat Key, and 5 on Eleuthera. 30 people were in hospital with 2 cases in the intensive care unit. There were 271 active cases and 8,563 recovered cases. Number of COVID deaths remains at 188. Last week, Ministry of Health said there's a marked increase in new COVID cases and hospitalizations on New Providence, Abaco, and Grand Bahama. Consequently, the Ministry of Health encourages the general public to continually adhere to the health precautions, avoid social gatherings, maintain adequate social distancing, wash hands frequently, and wear a mask. All right, public is reminded that COVID-19 vaccinations are now available in country for those who wish to exercise the option to be vaccinated. The warning came from the ministry. after a notable increase in political party campaign events, where large crowds have been gathering in the streets and on parks, but there's no evidence this is responsible for increased cases. Current emergency order outlaws social gatherings on New Providence, Abaco, Eleuthera, and Exuma. The Bahamas recently received 20,000 doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine from the government of India. The government of the Bahamas is awaiting 100,000 doses from the COVAX facility, with the first shipment of 33,600 doses expected this week. All right, so over 7,000 people have gotten COVID vaccinations. Over 9,000 people have contracted COVID-19. 271 cases are now active. There are 30 people in total in hospital. Two of those people are in the intensive care unit. And we are still at 188 deaths. We need better information from the Ministry of Health, okay? We need better information from the Ministry of Health. Now, Dr. Nakia Forbes today suggesting the Grand Bahama is now in its third wave, or at the beginning of the third wave. We need to better understand what that means. So it's a third wave on Grand Bahama. Okay, fair enough. Yesterday, we got a report that there were 14 newly confirmed cases on Grand Bahama, none with a history of travel. Okay, on Grand Bahama, let's just stick with Grand Bahama for a second. On Grand Bahama, there are 12 people in hospital. They're all moderately ill. All right. Now, remember that we have 271 active cases. Now, I'm wondering what I'm not seeing, where the alarm comes from, where the need for restrictions come from. All right. Day before, March 26, Grand Bahama recorded 15 cases. All right. New Providence, 9. And I want you to know that New Providence has consistently been recording cases. On Grand Bahama, there were then 13 people in hospital, all of whom were moderately ill. Let's go to the day before, because I'm looking at the wave, right? Is there a wave? The day before, March 25th, on Grand Bahama, we had 5 cases, all right? None with a recent history of travel. And there were 16 people in hospital on Grand Bahama, none of whom were in intensive care. All right, let's go the day before that. March 24th, Grand Bahama recorded 8 cases. Yes, and this was the day that the Ministry of Health kind of raised the alarm. So Grand Bahama recorded on March 24th, 8 cases, none with a recent history of travel. There were 14 people in hospital. All right. Now, here's the note that they said. It's observed there's a marked increase in COVID positive cases and hospitalizations on New Providence, Grand Bahama, and Abaco that has become disconcerting. All right. Let's go the day before that and see what has disconcerted the Ministry of Health. So, all right. When we're looking at that Wednesday, the 23rd of March, there were 4 cases on Grand Bahama and 14 people in hospital on Grand Bahama. All right. Now, I'm not saying that's not significant that there were 14 people in hospital on Grand Bahama, but I don't see a definite wave. I see an uptick over a course of a few days, but I don't see the wave. Maybe someone could contextualize wave for me. On March 22nd, there were 0 cases reported on Grand Bahama, and Grand Bahama had 12 people in hospital. Now, again, I'm still looking for the disconcerting part here. Is it disconcerting because you're reaching hospital capacity on Grand Bahama? They're not in ICU. The deaths haven't risen. I'm trying to figure out what's going on. Now, they just sent out today, so maybe today is indicative of something. But 21st of March, 8 cases on Grand Bahama. none of whom had a recent history of travel, which means they got it on Grand Bahama, most likely. Well, yeah, if none of them travel. And there were 11 people in hospital. So I don't know that this, to me, is alarming, but it's disconcerting, surely. Okay, the day before that, the 20... When was this? No, I'm sorry, it's the wrong day. All right, so let's look at the latest information we have. Positive cases on Grand Bahama, 1. Okay. 9 on New Providence. This information released today for the 28th of March. 9 on New Providence, 1 on Grand Bahama, 1 on Bimini and Katki, 2 on Eleuthera, 1 on the Berry Islands, 1 on Exuma. And there are none of these people had a recent history of travel except 1 on New Providence. And there are, as of today, 15 people in hospital on Grand Bahama. All right, now let's see how many there were in hospital yesterday. There were 12 people in hospital on Grand Bahama. So an uptick of 3 new people. That's something to note, certainly. Certainly, certainly. All right. All of whom are moderately ill. So there appears to be some sort of spread going on Grand Bahama. I don't know if that's call for a tightening of restrictions. I think more so you may look at better enforcement. And there are some things that I think that we need to look to our government to set an example for. So, for instance, the tourism minister is suggesting, because he doesn't directly come out and say it from what I read in his comments, that all of us out here, not including the government, need to be more careful, and we can't afford a third wave. It's going to endanger tourism. I agree with those sentiments. I had a friend who stayed at Bahamar over the weekend. He sent me some pictures, some video. The place has lots of people there, right? And I don't know if it's just the one tower he was staying at, but he was at the pool, the bar. It was packed, right? If I can arrange some stuff this week, I myself am going to try a hotel stay for my wife's birthday. By the way, I should let you know I will not be here on Thursday. To the extent I can have someone fill in for me, I will do so. If not, I will play a rerun. I will not be here on Thursday. All right. And of course, Friday is a holiday, as is Monday. I'm going to see if I can get a little break. I was hoping to get some more rest than I did this weekend, but I felt quite ill on Saturday, so much so that I missed a function that I wanted to go to, a small function. And I hardly got any sleep last night. My son woke up at 2:30 in the morning saying he had a bad dream. These kids, my wife went, slept next to him for a while, but he looked like he wasn't trying to go to sleep, so she just came back in the room, but I was not able to get back to sleep good. And then my daughter woke up at about 4:20 saying that she was scared of the shadows, despite the 2 nightlights in her room. And so I went and laid down next to her for a while, could not get a good sleep. And then, of course, before 7 a.m., she comes knocking on our door wanting to be up. And so it's been that kind of a weekend. So I'm going to try to get some more rest this weekend, if you must know my business. All right. This says, hi, are these cases people with comorbidities? I don't know. As I said, I don't know. The Ministry of Health has not given that information, so I do not know. All right. Says Juan, Mario Moxie has not said anything about people being fired, no food, unfair lockup, etc. since election 2017, so I don't care for anything he says. He can get lost. Okay. Okay, so here's the thing. We've heard that there are cases on Grand Bahama, and those numbers aren't anything to sing a song about, right? They're not great. I don't know that they're frightening compared to where we were, but I guess if you do start seeing a few days where, hey man, is double digits coming through, you want to let people know, look, we gotta watch it. We gotta watch it. However, what I want is more information. So I do need more information. And what I want is some of this masterful leadership that Desmond Bannister described the Prime Minister of having. Remember this? He said that an independent Bahamas has never seen leadership like this, right? So here's what to do. Why don't you lead by stopping your campaigning and your gathering? So your Minister of Tourism is saying that we all need to be careful, but your Minister of Health is saying that it's okay to campaign as long as you social distance and wear a mask. Is it now? So it's okay to campaign if you social distance and wear a mask, but everything else is bad. If you're having a private function and you're doing that, then bad. Then send the police. If you're campaigning, which clearly is against the emergency order, and you would have to have an exemption to do so, then that's okay. And you've shown us no data one way or the other to say where these people have contracted, most likely, COVID-19. So where is it? Before we talk restrictions, where is it? Right? Where is it? Is it that people are contracting this at outdoor restaurants or on Grand Bahama, which has indoor dining, indoor restaurants? Is it that they're contracting it at parties? Remember the big Airbnb brouhaha last year? Is it that they're doing it at Airbnb parties? All right. What is it? Are they contracting it at work? Are they contracting it at church? Give us an idea before you say we're going to add more restrictions and explain to us where exactly the restrictions should be scientifically, medically, target it, all right? And we got some good content in Perspective today with Sharon Turner in the Nassau Guardian talking about these issues, particularly the campaign issue, all right? And you should demonstrate your leadership, all your political parties, by suspending your campaign. I think we could start there to show your commitment to this effort to bring these numbers down. Is the COVID-19 contraction taking place on the police force in Grand Bahama? Is it at one of the private company? We don't know. So before you start this restriction and da-da-da, so you're looking like, you know, a benevolent leader and I got to give you your medicine, right? Explain to us what it is that ails us. In particular, specifically, right? So if you got the sniffles, I give you an antihistamine, right? So I know what's going on. I know where it's happening. If you got a cough, maybe I give you an expectorant, right? If you got a fever, I give you some Motrin. So you got to target what it is that actually is going on that's causing an issue and target that issue. This stuff that I'm hearing, and I'm hearing it from good sources, that, you know, Grand Bahama's going to have to buckle down and yada, yada, yada. I'm interested, before you say any of that, why? Right? Because usually that's what we get. We just get the, here's what it is. And everyone goes, oh, y'all behemoths don't listen and yada, yada, yada. Because remember, there was a lot of backpatting and self-congratulation in the House of Assembly. The Caribbean countries are following us and X, Y, Z, and the leadership and the what say about the prophet or some something? What do you think? A prophet is never. What is it saying about a prophet? A prophet has never heard is appreciated in his own land or something like this, right? Yahweh, Elohim, yes. So explain to me what it is that is going on. I'm not even on Grand Bahama. I know one thing. If you want real issues, you start putting further restrictions on New Providence. Because I see that PMH is kind of going, hey man, we're kind of getting up to where we're uncomfortable. But I remember when there were dozens and dozens of people in hospital. All right, so you've just increased the number of people who can be at a wedding and allowed funerals back in churches, so I didn't see any scientific data for that. I'd love to see some scientific data for where it is we're going from here, because I haven't seen it. All I see are numbers released by the Ministry of Health. I see the COVID-19 Consultative Vaccination Committee releasing general numbers about how many people have been vaccinated. I don't think that makes sense. I think that information should also come from the Ministry of Health in just as detailed a manner as you have given out. Oh, interesting. This person says the recent issue in Grand Bahama is workplace clusters, mostly government offices, and travel from Nassau. In numerous cases, with people from Nassau traveling on fake COVID certificates. There was a website people used to acquire the fake certificates. Yeah, see, y'all gonna have to do better than this with the fake certificate acquisition. Like, come on, you know? Now, I do think that you should be able to use a rapid antigen test for the travel, but I don't think a PCR test is necessary at this moment. You know, I reserve the right to change my view on that, but I don't think it's necessary at the moment, all right? Now, if you're saying that it's Grand Bahama people with a travel history, we just talked about that, and they're saying that history of travel within 14 days, I haven't seen any of those reported from Grand Bahama. So that would be interesting, unless it's people would have caught it from people who had traveled to New Providence, right? They travel to New Providence, come back, and you caught it from them, XYZ. Hey, Juan, so to be clear, you're more committed to your wife than your listening audience and the nation? Hashtag hurt feelings. Yes. Yes, you're clear. I am more committed to my wife than the listening audience. I don't remember standing in front of a priest in a church swearing no oaths before God while y'all stood next to me. So, yes, I'm going to deal with that before anything else. This says, you probably already said this, but Grandmama has 5 times less population than Nassau. No sense in locking down Nassau when you didn't lock Freeport down for way more cases per capita. Right. I'm not hearing any restrictions for Nassau at the moment. All right. What I'm hearing is Grand Bahama, North Eleuthera. All right. Now, you going to have to balance that out very carefully, because the fact of the matter is you're just starting to see some energy in the economy, right? Marlon Johnson saying that projections are looking online perhaps a little bit better for revenue than they were, you know, or the actuals are looking a little bit better than the projections, sorry. Like I said, you got tourists, or they're coming. They're not coming in the numbers that they were, but they're coming, right? Atlantis, Bahamar, they're doing not as much business, of course, as pre-COVID, but they're doing, for the environment, some solid business. There's a pent-up demand for travel, all right? It says you can see the 14-day total by island. In this case, Grand Bahama had 117 cases in a 14-day total. Then we look at the total cases for this month. It's 518 so far. For Grand Bahama, 518, I'd have to look at that. I haven't done that level of examination over the past 14 days. This says, it's sad and unfortunate that our parliament has lost its diplomacy, no statesmanship. What about the pertinent issues that plague Bahamians' lives daily? This FNM administration has no standard, disgrace, not a clue about governance. It says it's reasonable to tighten the COVID-19 restrictions, but please ensure that the political parties know that no campaigning is acceptable. And we don't feel that our Minister of Health, Renwood Wells, is responsible in his appropriate ministry, because with such critical COVID-19 pandemic, he only conveniently speaks to the emergency order, but as Minister of Health, he's not demonstrating an example by telling the media that campaign activity, there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah, of course, nothing wrong with campaigning, yes, but suddenly everyone else has to be more cognizant and clear on what they're doing, and don't social distance and don't gather. And that's what you're doing. You're not social distancing. You're gathering the both major parties. You're gathering together. Some of you wear your mask properly, others not. All right. You're visiting people. You claim you're not going up in people's face. I've seen different. All right. But again, let's start the leadership with you. If we have to sacrifice things, if Grand Bahama has to sacrifice, then let's start with you. You lead by example. Let's do that. You get together with the PLP. You said, look, there's a little bit of, you know, issue now with this COVID cases. Let's just, out of an abundance of caution, let's suspend this campaigning until, say, the end of April or whatever date, because the Prime Minister already knows in his mind what he wants, right? The Prime Minister already knows in his mind when he wants to hold the election. I don't think he's looking for, like, the burning bush to occur. I think he has a firm date set in his head, and Sharon Turner outlines this very well in perspective. So, therefore, with that in mind, get with Brave and say, look, Brave, you know, let's put a hold on this. There's a little uptick. You know what I mean? I want to watch it. Let's hold it off. This week's Easter, we're not going to be doing it over Easter weekend anyway. You know, let's look at maybe we can resume maybe mid-April, third week of April. Let's see how it goes. And then, you know, you don't got to worry. I'm not going to call the election then, right? So then I can go to the people and I can go, look, we've suspended campaigning. We would like you to do X, Y, Z just for a couple of weeks. Let's look at it, right? We ain't going to really fool with the hotel stuff. You ain't going to go crazy with your curfew and everything like that. All right, but let's just look at it, all right? And then what you do is you put on greater enforcement so that we can not hurt ourselves more than is necessary, all right? Because you have to have people, they got to earn a living, right? And Deagler says this too, and he spoke to the Tribune, people are fatigued. Well, yeah, people are fatigued, right? People are fatigued, a lot of people are broke, a lot of people now have the opportunity to hustle and make a move and get some money in their pockets. You got to allow them the space, the capacity to do that, right? Now, I'd note, as I traipse through the hood now and then, I don't see a lot of mask wearing or social distancing. Now, I ain't trying to target the hood. I don't really go through these gated communities to see what they're doing, right? And, you know, the hood is more communal. People walk in X, Y, Z, they ain't got cars like that. I don't see a lot of it, and I think that you should maybe consider what you're doing. I don't know if the thought process is, man, we all live around each other. Who done had COVID around here? Had it. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't really like that, so I don't feel the need to go through this through here, right? But you're going to have enforcement and tell people, you know, if you wear your mask, X, Y, Z, social distance, da, da, da. This says, I had a bad night too. OMG, must have been the spirits or shadows for real. Yeah, man. See, I'm not a heavy sleeper anyway. Neither is my wife. Like, I used to be like a heavy sleeper. Like, I'd snore, you know? I was never like a heavy sleeper. You couldn't like run up on me, you know what I mean? But having children, especially young children, we co-slept for the longest until we couldn't stand it any longer. Having young children, you start to sensitize yourself to every little noise, every little cough, every little, if you hear like, you know, some retching from the next room, you're like, oh, they're throwing up. I got to go, you know what I mean? So you got to look at it like that, you know? Right. My son, who tells me he wants now a later bedtime, right? And he wants television in the room, all that stuff like that. But yet, bad dream, scared, da da da. All right? It says, I blame Minnis for the spike. I don't know if you're being facetious or not, but are you clear that campaigning has not contributed to the spike? You got some data that conclusively shows that's not the case? Do you? Because the only big events I've seen outside of church services have been the campaigns. So you sure about, you sure? Are you being facetious or are you being serious? Because until you can show me some data that says the campaign ain't causing some stuff, I'm going to go with it's responsible for it too. But Minnis ain't been the only one campaigning, but I'm serious with that. You say social gatherings are causing the increase in numbers, you're social gathering. So then you are contributing to the increase in numbers if I'm following your logic. And there's no getting around it. There's no circumventing that at all. The best thing you could do to ensure you are not contributing to it is to stop it. Put it on hold. And the numbers go down. You can say, okay, well, the numbers went down, so now we're going to go back out again. We couldn't conclusively say it was you or not. We couldn't conclusively say if it was you not campaigning that caused numbers to go down, but we certainly could say that you were not campaigning and you were not contributing to an increase in numbers.
All right.
Says the joy of parenthood, Juan. Know quite well about that. Yeah, you kind of. Like, anyway, I know y'all there want to have a baby and all this stuff like that. Well, some of y'all just want to get this woman pregnant and she take care of the baby herself. I know. It's all good. And you ain't got to worry about it. And ain't really no ting and you's man. I know. But when you live with this woman and this child, right, know that for the first 2 years, you ain't going to get no sleep like that, right? And you could compound that by the number of additional children you have. So it depends. So when my son was two, we had our next child. So for about 4 years, we ain't really got no sleep like that. And it was, you adjust, right? And so after you know, about 3.5 years or so, we were at a point where they're in their own room. We have our own room. We could actually sleep, but just you can never count on it, right? So you're looking at 6 hours, you're done good. And be pleased with that. All right, we got to take a break. And we'll be back on the other side.
Have an outstanding real property tax bill? Take advantage of our real property tax forgiveness program. Bring your account to zero and receive a 50% discount on your outstanding tax and surcharge past 180 days. Or get a payment plan. Make a 25% deposit on your outstanding tax, receive a 100% waiver on the surcharge, and pay the difference within 36 months, interest-free. Contact the Department of Inland Revenue at 225-5778 or email us at rptforgive@bahamas.gov.bs. Offer ends May 31st.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Everyone should experience a brand new car, but not everyone can afford one. Until now, Bahamas Bus and Truck has the answer. The stylish, spacious, feature-rich, yet affordable Mitsubishi Attrage. Priced at $21,900, including a 3-year warranty, why not come and experience the value that Mitsubishi has built into the Attrage today? Bahamas Bus and Truck, the country's only authorized Mitsubishi dealer. Telephone 322-1722.
There's only one way to have a better morning.
How?
Start your mornings the best way with our 2 for $6 breakfast sandwiches at Wendy's. For a limited time, choose any two of your favorite breakfast sandwiches, including the fresh Kraken Sack Muffin, honey buttermilk chicken biscuit, double sausage muffin, or the sausage egg and cheese biscuit. Wash it all down with our cold brew shake or coffee. Better mornings always start at Wendy's. Wendy's, different inside and out. Airport locations.
In life, there are always challenges. Today, we find ourselves having to be more self-sufficient, socially aware, and technically savvy. At J.S. Johnson, we are committed to our customers by providing cost-effective insurance solutions. No matter what your insurance needs, we will always be here for you. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com. J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, giving you peace of mind.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. We're talking recent COVID cases. This person says, I think the government history of travel thing refers to travel outside the Bahamas. Possibly. This says, Juan, somebody live in your house before you, right? You need to find out if somebody died in that house. That might be their spirit in the house. Wondering, maybe the house needs to be prayed for again. My house has been blessed. It was blessed when we bought it. It was blessed when we moved into it. It was blessed when I put a kitchen on it, a new kitchen on it, and I've added a third bedroom, and we blessed that too. So I know how much more blessing we need. My brother's a priest. I don't believe in all this spirits lingering stuff too tough. My brother, who's a priest, don't believe in it like that. So, yeah, I don't think there's any bad spirits. I just think that they're children and they are easily frightened and cannot understand very well that the dark is not anything to be afraid of. My wife didn't like sleeping in the dark when we first moved in, and I was like, I can't do this. I can't have a TV on and be up. I can't have any lights on and be up. It needs to be just total darkness. What's going to happen? Who's going to come get you? What does anyone think is going to happen? One, do you know where the daily COVID reports should be published? Because I see a lapse in publishing on Ministry of Health's Facebook page between February 16th and March 20th. Perhaps a lot of people started letting their guard down. Things were looking up. Politicians campaigning, talking about herd immunity, Junkanoo, vax. But they can't come with lockdown talk now with tourism doing well and Easter money coming in. You certainly can't lock New Providence down. I mean, you could. Says Juan, sending your wife a happy birthday wishes. Pray tell how old she will be. On Friday, she'll be 36. I don't think she'll mind me saying that. It's not a state secret. She's still young, you know, still young bitty. So. Says Juan, my uncle just passed from COVID-19 in Grand Bahama. He was elderly, but in reasonable health. He had a visit a few weeks ago at the hospital in Grand Bahama. The family suspects that this is where he picked it up from. That's quite possible. Quite possible. That happened a lot in New Providence. People who were in hospital for other things were didn't come out. Did not come out. This says, you should watch Behind Her Eyes on Netflix, see how the spirits roam. My wife watched that. She told me about it. Sounded kind of stupid. She quite enjoyed it. It sounded quite salacious, like everybody's juicing everybody, apparently. And then it was weird at the end there, what she told me happened. But, yeah, I don't know about all that. This is, one, I know some of these FNMs always complain about social gathering, but be at parties themselves. I know because I see the pictures. I hate hypocrisy. Yeah, that's possible. It says, perhaps that's why the blessings didn't take. If your brother doesn't believe in roaming spirits, how can he pray them out the house? Well, he explained it to me in a much more in-depth way about why he doesn't believe in ghosts in terms of what, you know. Juan, you're a real conservative. You like him young. LOL, you're the man. Happy birthday to your wife from a follower of your show. Thank you. You can send a birthday greeting now because I sure won't be on Friday. Well, I'm not going to be here Thursday either. It says, campaigners are going house to house. Wouldn't they be carrying viruses as they go? If someone with COVID-19 would have spit in their driveway and a campaigner steps in it and goes to another home, wouldn't they then contribute to the spread? I don't know that it works like that. But you do have people who sanitize their shoes. I remember when that was a big thing? I was doing it. Like when the doctors and the nurses would come and my mom was living with me, I made them like sanitize their feet, everything, all this. This says, we will continuously hear about a spike in cases and be on lockdown until we, the masses, decide to take the vaccine. That's my conspiracy theory. Look, there's a serious school of thought that says, look, they're going to, at some point, say that you need to be vaccinated in order to travel. Yes. The U.S. Embassy says, hey, you need to be vaccinated in order to get your visa to go to school. You need to be vaccinated in order to get your travel visa. Yes. For you to go shopping, for you to do business, X, Y, Z. I'm betting the majority of people will take the vaccine. If your job tells you, look, this is an interesting legal question. If your job tells you that you need to be vaccinated in order to work here because you're working in a sensitive area, such as a hospital. Well, I guess they're not doing it mandatorily in the hospitals or the uniformed services. They're doing encouragement. But I could see the hotels wanting to go along that line, particularly as a selling point. Our staff has been vaccinated because that's what the cruise ships are doing now. They're saying that their staff's all been vaccinated, and that's one of the selling points. Yeah, someone sent me the Google chart. Yeah, I don't see any spike at all. Right? We're a little higher than where we were in February. The 7-day average is 19. Okay. Let me see what this says. Yeah, after about the 12th of March, we started going, we went up, and we kind of stayed consistent in reporting in these cases. So we're kind of in the teens, right? A couple of days we went a little higher, but we've been consistently in the teens. It'd be great if we could get consistently in the single digits. That would be solid. All right, let's do some more text messages. I'm going to get to the Christian Council. Don't worry about it. Let's talk about it. Juan, the moral of the story, watching behind your eyes, is mind your own business, LOL. I lost track. She was trying to explain the web of juicing, of salacious juicing that was taking place. I lost track of exactly who all was sleeping with whom. Did anyone see Dr. Minnis shake the Indian lady hand that brought the COVID-19 vaccines at the airport? I don't know. I don't know that. I don't think anyone is shaking hands now. Eh? Unlike the listeners, your brother knows the Bible. The book of Job says that they that go down to the grave shall not return to his house anymore. Our fear of the dark and spirits usually comes from media. Yeah, my brother explained it very, very carefully in terms of scripture why that he does not believe in ghosts. But he still explained why he blesses houses, why X, Y, Z. And I say that I don't want to get too deep into family business, but I'd explain to you my mother was suffering from vascular dementia, and she was convinced it was something supernatural going on with that. And my brother tried to no avail to explain that to her. In doing so, he explained it to my sister and I as well. He says, spirits are just negative energy. It says, don't take advice from the Christian Council, but you guys take medical advice from Ed Fields. I don't take medical advice from Ed Fields at all. Who is this? You guys. Y'all keep doing this, like, this lumping in. When have I ever taken medical advice from Ed Fields? In fact, when Ed Fields was here, I told him I don't want him to be my healthcare worker for certain. He said he's not a healthcare worker. But we'll get into what the Christian Council said. It says, it's the full moon. LOL, maybe. Says, hi, Juan, I don't want to say it, but I do think we're at the beginning of a third wave. I passed by a bar on West Bay Street on Saturday, and there was a whole old-fashioned shot train going on with over 50 people. No masks, no social distancing. I'm pretty sure that was a super spread event. I think we've allowed our guards to drop, and it will prove to be detrimental. My thoughts. Yep. Maybe. I haven't dropped my guard. In terms of the Ministry of Health's reporting, I don't know what's going on with their Facebook page or the website or the OPM. I know we get daily sent to us the information from the Ministry of Health through Bahamas Information Service. Good afternoon, Juan. I'm in Grand Bahama, and I have noticed an increase in cases after the curfew was changed from 10 to 11. I'll support the curfew time for this weekend being 7 p.m. to 5 a.m. 7 to 5, that's tight. That's tight. Anybody got to be home before the sun go down? Juan, with all this campaigning going on in mass, yet Bahamians are being ticketed for mass gatherings, it's hypocrisy at the highest level. Well, clearly the PM can exempt whoever he wants. This says, I said the Dr. Minnis actually shaked the lady hand that brought the COVID-19 vaccines from India, bro. Didn't anyone see it except me? I'd have to run that tape back to go see that. Okay, We got a break for news, and we're going to be back on the other side. Hey, Juan, any word on if the PM or Mr. Wells has any press conference in the works on Grand Bahama cases rising? I'm supposed to be traveling there on the weekend. Yeah. I haven't heard that. It says, don't believe in ghosts. Didn't the Witch of Endor raise the spirit of Elijah, according to the Bible? I'm just saying. I don't believe in ghosts, no. So there's that, right? I'm not saying there aren't ghosts out there, because I don't know what I don't know, and there is the great mystery, but I don't personally believe in them. So you could say I'm crazy, but I don't, all right? And I don't think that that's any sort of controversial position to take, that I don't believe in ghosts. Let's go to a break for news, and we'll be back on the other side.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing these knives to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Wait, he fooled with Joe girl?
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't bog down for nothing. So that means he got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you want?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. We gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I wait?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pen from them, and you can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you're saying.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
At Bahamas Bus and Truck Company Limited, we provide vehicles known for quality and durability. From the iconic Jeep Wrangler to the award-winning Grand Cherokee, we've got your everyday driver covered. For larger tasks, our Ram 1500, Mitsubishi Fuso Canter Trucks, CMC Verica Vans, and Fuso Rosa Jitneys do way more than just deliver. We even carry a wide variety of pre-owned vehicles. To keep you going, our parts, service department, and body shop can accommodate our brands and others. Call us today at 322-1722 or email info@bahamasbus.com.
TF Express Delivery, the Uber for items, packages, and documents. It's the Bahamas' most efficient domestic delivery service. We pick up and deliver for businesses and individuals, and we're open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. for deliveries anywhere in Nassau. TF Express Delivery, the Uber for items, packages, and documents. Call us today at 815-4628 or visit our website, TFXDelivery.com.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. Thanks for tuning in to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney, so good to have you with us. All right, now it is possible that the people from Grand Bahama, who they say had no history of travel, just lied. I mean, that is possible. People will lie about anything. Give me a minute. We'll get into the Christian Council report, all right, on the COVID-19 vaccines. All right. Now, let's first address some of your text messages, and then we'll go from there. Juan, how ironic. Churches were unable to have a Palm Sunday procession outdoors in a socially distant manner, but everyday persons can put on red and yellow shirts and hats and knock on doors led by our leaders. It's hypocrisy. Well, again, if we're concerned about an uptick in cases, then you can start with you. You can start with you. You get with Brave Davis and you say, hey, man, let's put a pause on it. And then you're the competent authority. There already are no social gatherings allowed, so you can kill all that. And just won't be no campaign until you go, okay, well, here's the point at which we could start campaigning again. Just assure Brave, I'm not going to spring it on you, right? I'm not going to just spring it on you like that. But let's take a pause. I think that sort of leadership would go a long way. And it says, it's obvious that the only mature persons who can follow COVID protocols in the Bahamas are those who are on the campaign trail and those in Parliament. Shaking my head. Now, you've made some ground here, Minutes. You've gained some ground here from where people wanted your head on a stick a few months ago. I'd be careful, right, before you whip back into daddy mode. Yeah, just tread carefully with that. Election coming, I'm just saying. This says, good afternoon, Juan. There are angels of Satan, just as there are angels of God. Remember, Satan fell along with some of the angels. Satan then makes use of people's ignorance regarding the state of the dead. Okay. I think maybe that's why I don't, like, horror movies don't scare me, because I don't believe they'll actually happen. Right? Like, what's that movie? What the hell is that movie? Is it, where the demon was, like, in the kid's bedroom and the mom comes in and is like, what do you want? And the demon, like, points toward the kid, and then the kid's eating dinner, and the demon's, like, behind the chair. I was watching that with my wife, and she was petrified. And I was like, you know that ain't really... They didn't really go out and cast a demon to go play a demon. You know that, right? Like, this ain't actually a malevolent being from another dimension. That's just a dude in makeup who sat in a chair for about 6-7 hours. And that's all that is. And there's 50 people behind the camera who spent a day trying to set this whole thing up. One, what people label as ghosts are really vengeful spirits that would have been the result of humans and angels producing offspring. All right. Nephilim? Is that what we're talking? We're talking Nephilim. We can talk Nephilim. You ever watch Supernatural? I like that show. I'll watch me some Supernatural. Because they were not human when they were wiped out after the flood, their spirits remain here. Okay. Insidious. Insidious. That's the movie. Insidious. And she was so scared. And what's the one with the doll, right? And I thought the movie was so stupid. I was like, this movie is so stupid. About this stupid doll, these grown people, and the choices they make, right? Look, you got to know your own mind, right? If the doll's moving from room to room, it's something's going on, right? Either someone's messing with you, someone's in your house, right? Has access to your house. Something's happening. I'm saying I don't know what I don't know. If I see something crazy, I'm going to start asking some questions. It says, Juan, I love that movie. Chapter 1 and 2 are the best ones. I don't think I've seen Chapter 2. I saw Chapter 1. And I was like, this dude looks like Darth Maul with some earrings or something. I was like, this is scaring you? It says, Juan, it was not that much people sleeping with one another. I watched it, and I agree with your wife. It was quite interesting. You just needed to keep up and understand. Maybe. She said she loved it. It just, how she explained it to me at the end, it was really, really weird. You know what I mean? I won't spoil it for anyone out there because it's a big, twist, apparently. One, every time we see a gathering at a bar or eatery, we say that they're not practicing protocol. Question, how can you drink or eat with a mask on? First, you shouldn't be at no bar. That's the first thing. And that's still not allowed. Unless you, even if you have a bar there, you aren't allowed to eat at the bar or drink at the bar, as is my understanding of it. And you can't drink or eat with a mask on, right? This says there's no such thing as ghosts or spirits of the dead. Fallen angels take the form of past loved ones and successfully deceive millions. The Witch of Endor did not bring up the spirit of Samuel, but a likeness of him. The likeness was wearing a mantle, something that would have been familiar to Saul in order to deceive him. But if you read the account, Samuel's mantle was torn before he died. I'll have to go see. I'll have to read up on that. The Witch of Endor. That sounds interesting. This is, I don't get in politics, one. The PM said he was not aware of the arrest of the DNA leader until he saw it in the papers. Does that mean no one around him was speaking on it? Or were they also unaware? Does he not listen to the news? It seems incredulous that he heard nothing of it. Yeah, that seems strange to me, too. I would think you would have heard that before. It wasn't like it was a secret. Dear one, there was a large crowd at Arawak Key yesterday, at least 500 to 800 people with very few masks. I can believe that. I've seen Arawak Key packed. I remember I checked it out like a month or two ago, and it was just crawling with people. I told them, y'all gotta get it together. They're gonna first thing pop off, they're gonna blame y'all. Shut y'all down. Are we really in a place in this country where the Christian Council has to issue a statement that the vaccine is not the fulfillment of the coming of Christ prophecy? Apparently so. Apparently we are. Yes. The answer to your question is yes. That is where we are as a country. We need the Christian Council to tell us the vaccine is not the mark of the beast. It says, child's play Chucky. Yeah, that didn't scare me either. No, Chucky wasn't the one with the doll. It was a woman, Annabelle. Annabelle, that's it. You know the last movie that scared me, and I don't know why, was Lost Boys? Remember with Kiefer Sutherland, when they were vampires? That movie scared the hell out of me. I was maybe I was 12, 13. I legit was like, vampire! And so, it was dark one day, right? And my father was like, go close the gate, go lock up the gate, you know? And I was like, it was dark outside. What if there's a vampire out there, right? This man looked at me. And he said, I will make you sleep outside tonight if you don't go close that gate now. And so I closed the gate. And after that, I kind of shook it off, you know? Says Juan, at Baja Mar, there were over 100 people at Sky Bar. People sit at the bar at every other restaurant. Maybe they could do it at the maybe they could do it in the hotel at the bar. This says, I do not believe in human spirits roaming the earth, but I believe in invisible personalities called the Holy Spirit, angelic spirits, and demonic spirits. These can influence our thoughts to accomplish their desire if we allow them to. As humans, we can experience physical touches of energy from these spirits, usually when we believe in them, and submit to their purpose by contract. We must be care of spiritual implications of our actions. Now, my brother did say something interesting to me about this, and he said that he said there are supernatural things, but you have to participate in that stuff and invite that sort of stuff in order for it. But there's not just like ghosts out there roaming looking for you, hanging out in your house. This says, though I applaud the Christian Council's efforts to downplay the QAnon conspiracies, I really don't think they have the capacity to speak on medicinal matters. LOL, Juan, I think we've entered that twilight zone again. Yeah. I mean, you know what? I'm going to say this before I'm going to get into it shortly. I was just trying to get your text messages cleared. It says, Annabelle was crazy, OMG. I watched that and I thought these are the stupidest people I've ever seen in my life. So I don't know. Oh, Lord. This says, good afternoon, Juan. There's an accident on a Milo Butler Highway. It has the whole north lane blocked. Well, good. Don't go there. It says, Nightmare on Elm Street kind of freaks me out, Juan. But as my psychology professor said, I don't like scary movies because they scare me. I mean, I can't see you You know what I mean? I can't see Johnny Depp in like 21 Jump Street and then watch him in Nightmare on Elm Street. And I go, yeah, that's totally real. That's totally happening to Johnny Depp. There's a monster stalking his dreams. So let's get to the Christian Council. Oh, you can call me if you'd like to, by the way. 323-6232. 323-6232. 325-4316 and 325-4259. Like, I just consider them entertainment. That's it. Period. Although, have you watched The Haunting of Bly Manor? There's one episode called The Lady of the Lake, and that was creepy. I won't lie to you. All right? I fully understood the same standard I apply, that this is a production, and it's not real, but it was very well executed to the point where you go, this sounds like they're telling a real story. Okay. Christian Council says, as a result of the global challenge arising from COVID-19, okay, phone call, that's fine. Let's take a phone call. Good afternoon, welcome to the revolution. Hi, good afternoon, are you there?
Good afternoon, Warren, how you doing?
I'm great, how's it going?
Warren, I want to share something with you if you give me an opportunity. My mother, she died recently, right? And I tend to dabble with electronics to some degree. And if you were to find a friend who has a multimeter who can measure your body battery voltage, you may be astonished. Because when I showed something to the undertaker, he said, they didn't teach me that in school. And here's the deal. Get a multimeter, put it on the millivolt level so that you can measure the millivolt reading. And you will realize that you are a battery. You have about 35 to 100 millivolts flowing through you.
Yeah, I watched The Matrix.
You got that part?
Yeah.
When my mother died and they pronounced her dead, right, she had 2 millivolts still pumping through her. And I showed that to the undertaker. Mm-hmm. And he said, they never taught me that. And then I asked him, why do you bury people who are still alive? Because the last thing that leaves your body is not the Holy Spirit, is electricity. Mm. And you do the research on it, Warren. In fact, I'm going to write a book about it. But we talk about this holy stuff, but it's actually electricity, because electricity is the only force the Creator used to make this universe. It's all around us. It's
right.
In us.
Yes.
Ain't no holy, whatever you want to call it, eh?
Yeah, it could take different forms, you know?
It could take on what kind of form?
Could take on different forms, the energy. Yeah, that's all. That's what it really is. That's what, if you look at the Hindus, they believe this is all energy. Chakras,
right.
That's spirits. Right. This is all energy. The Buddhists, the Taoists believe that.
Well, she was still emanating electricity, even though they pronounced her dead. I find that quite interesting, because I think that could replace this holy stuff that we're running around with.
That is interesting. I appreciate
Have
it.
Have a good day, Warren.
All right. You too. I don't know why you would hook up a voltage meter to your mother's body, but okay. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Pardon me?
Yes, sir.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good.
Thank you for calling.
Talking about spirits, you see. You don't believe in spirits.
I don't believe in ghosts.
Huh?
I don't believe in ghosts, no.
Oh, listen, man, me growing up, I see some things. Growing up on the island, walking, listen to me, you know, joking at my time, man. I know this lady, she was dying. Mm-hmm. She's on a deadbed, ready to leave her body, ready to die.
Mm-hmm.
And she come, she visit my grammy, I in the house, visit a couple of people before she was gone.
Wow.
My grammy gone the next day, and tell him, listen, don't come back, you know,
mm-hmm.
And I see spirit before in my life.
Really?
So, them things exist. I mean, I could tell you some stories, but I don't want to say them on the radio because people say, man, it's a crazy fella.
No, I'm not going to say you're crazy. Yeah.
I really don't want. One time ago, me and my brother walking to a track road, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I see some people in the bush. And then, oh, players and person. I say, but you always see these people right here? My brother said, no, I see nobody. I say, but they right there. So I seen them and he can't see them. You know, so.
So you think
something about that.
You maybe could see it because you got
it's something about that.
Yeah.
Don't mind people saying they don't believe in ghosts, bro. But something about that.
Right.
Because I see some things and I'm crazy and I could remember.
Maybe you got a connection.
Keep open mind on that.
I got an open mind, sure. Yeah.
Okay.
I know, I can't definitively rule anything out.
Okay.
Know? I appreciate it, but I haven't seen any. I don't believe in it. So, you know, there's my faith doesn't extend that far to that, right? So that's where we are. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello, good afternoon. Good afternoon. Hello, good afternoon. Okay. Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hi, Juan. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
On radio, man. Easter's coming, and we always will reflect on the life of Jesus Christ who came on this earth.
Yes.
And demonstrated to us life conquered the conquer of death.
Yes.
And he rose again. So anything that comes after that, well, I really don't consider it being real stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Because
right.
He is the only one who conquered that and who proved to us that he is the man that died and rose again.
Yes.
Anything else, energy or electricity, whatever comes after, won't hold water in my tank. You know what I'm saying?
I got you.
If you deal with electricity and water, you get shock, right?
Right.
So those who are speculating, you know, the thing is, you get me a gentleman who may have died the same way as Christ, then we have a conversation. Other than that, it doesn't happen.
Right. You that's where it ends for you.
Yeah, man, because we try to water down a lot of stuff, and we forget our mark, and we forget the real foundation. We forget the reason for the season, you know?
Right.
So I'm going to encourage those to just stick to the real thing, and we'll be all right.
Yeah, stick with that.
I appreciate you. And your kids, pray with your kids.
I do.
And they will be okay. God will protect them when they go to bed and whatever. And you know, we always tell them the little angels, guiding angels story. So they'll be okay.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Totally. That's what I tell them. I tell them, you know, if you wake up and you're afraid and you say a prayer, you know what I mean? If you have a bad dream. I've had bad dreams as a grown man. And I've prayed to, like, calm my spirit, to ease my disconcert from having a bad dream. Sometimes you have horrific dreams that it's difficult to tell that you are dreaming. You have very lucid dreams. If you've ever taken melatonin to help you sleep, melatonin gives you very lucid dreams to where it's difficult to tell that you are dreaming. So, for instance, if you have a dream where you are flying, you kind of understand you are dreaming. But sometimes you take melatonin and the dreams are so vivid and so real that it's difficult to tell what is a dream from what is reality. Not that I'm telling you to go take melatonin or to go try it, but it's just, I find that when I take it to help myself sleep, it's a natural sleep aid. It does that. Maybe I take too much of it. That's arguable. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Come on. That's why I sleep with the TV on. So I don't dream.
No, I don't sleep with the TV on. That's, yeah.
And yeah, one, you think about to my college days. Mm-hmm. Now, in college, we had a rich white Haitian and all white Haitian. They'll drag that they call the spirits.
Mm-hmm.
With my own eyes, I watched them call the spirit.
And what the spirits
do? With my own eyes, they did it for fun.
There's
no rotations. And they call the spirit by the jaw and everything. And the cup move. And we left immediately. But spirits do exist.
Mm-hmm.
But you define you a saved pastor or bishop or Catholic priest.
Mm-hmm.
Put the holy water in their house. Somebody might have died in there years ago. That's why they not have the house ain't settled. Probably that. I don't know. But
nothing's happened in my house. They just had a bad dream. I don't know. Y'all just lop to, like, spirits and demons. I mean,
kids
don't have bad dreams nowadays unless there's a possession.
Upset. Somebody in the house was upsetting them or bad energy.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, let's say the subject. Who is our chief law enforcement officer in this country right now? As far as I know, it was Carl Bell, the AG, right?
No, it's the commissioner of police.
But then he can't get the charges. I don't in the U.S. Trump says him because the AG works for him.
Mm-hmm.
So in our country, but with AG, he could do a nearly easy. But that's why the case are getting loose. The police ain't concerned with the AG office. The press to do no. Let's say when you watch Law and Order, right?
But which case are you talking about?
Any case, any especially a big case.
Right. So
like when they arrest the DA officer, shouldn't the commissioner insult with the AG?
No.
Is it a good thing to do?
No.
Is this to be sticked in court?
No.
If you watch Law and Order, right?
What I'm telling you is no, he should not consult with the Attorney General because there's a
lawyer. He's not a lawyer.
Because there's a constitutional amendment that now makes the Director of Public Prosecutions responsible for that, Attorney General.
But either you're talking about him then. Somebody who went to law school and say, do you have a case? Are you infringing on somebody's civil rights, civil liberties? Because the whole 5 hours, she's under arrest, charge her, or let her go.
Okay.
She'll sit you nobody down for 5 hours. If you're under arrest, boy, we have nothing to talk about, right?
Mm-hmm.
If I'm under arrest of you right now, charge me.
Okay. One more call. We still haven't gotten to the Christian Council. We've drifted into a discussion on spirits and demons and all this other stuff. All right. Good afternoon. Welcome. We'll talk aliens tomorrow. Yes? UFOs. Did they build the pyramids? Right? Was there a race of predators that hunted xenomorphs for a rite of passage here on Earth and that formed ancient civilizations? Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
How's it going, McCartney? How are you, sir?
I'm great. How's it going?
Wonderful, man. I get the impression of you're talking about a spiritual spirit. Or?
I really didn't want to, but sure, go ahead.
Okay, well, I'm just talking to you daily and listening to you daily. I believe you believe in God, and I also do believe in the resurrection.
Yeah,
okay?
Me too. Yeah.
Okay. You know, to fearing Him, that's then wisdom comes. That's what I believe.
Yes.
You know, to the gentleman who said that he sees some spirits in the bushes and stuff like that, and the other brother couldn't see it. Well, that happened to me too when I was a child, and I said it to Mom. So Mom said, you know, you were born with a coil around your neck, you know, and the nurse then told, the senior nurse in the hospital said that I would be seeing spirits and stuff like that. But then as I grew as a child, I accepted Christ as my personal savior at the age of 13. And Ron, do you know that I was never sick?
Right.
Nothing ever happened to me really terrible and stuff like that. And I was born to parents. And I had 18 children. I was number 9.
Wow.
Okay? So today only 10 of us live. You know, and we believe in God. And everything we ask God for, it took place. You know, that's why I could agree with you in many things that you say. And really, everything you say, it just lines up, you know. But yeah. Like I say, to God be the glory.
Absolutely.
And let's look forward to Him.
All
in
right.
Jesus' name. Thank you, Matt.
Thanks a lot. All right. We got another call. Still got to do the Christian Council thing. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. Mark.
Hey, buddy. How's it going?
Yeah, you know, the thing is, everybody have their opinion, right? But, you know, sometimes you have to meditate. One of the most difficult books I ever read was a book named The Origins of Consciousness, right?
Mm-hmm.
I never finished read it, right? But I got the concept. And so what I realized, experience exists within us. And so if there was no one on earth, right, then there wouldn't be no spirit. We would have the consciousness of spirit, right? And so this is what I mean. So no spirit exists, but it cannot exist without living flesh. You feel me?
I got you.
And then so but superstition. Superstition begins where knowledge stops. So when you lack of knowledge about something, then you will believe anything. Those are facts. They have nothing to do with me. And so, Mr. McCartney, I surprised you didn't pick up on the third wave as I read the email from the member of parliament from the Justin Trudeau government about the third wave coinciding with the vaccine rollout, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, everything is a conspiracy, I guess, even though the whole world is under one command. What we need is a leader who would think and deviate from who ain't taking dictates from the global command. This is why the Arab League of Nations failed to join the United Nations. Even American citizens oppose it. And so, for some reason, you know, you have to coincide. All right, let's say the Georgia Guidestones. You ever noticed that there are 10 commandments on the Georgia Guidestones?
I was reading about the Georgia Guidestones after you mentioned it last year.
So the fact that all your knowledge and your ideas are based on all on what you read. And so we see the dystopian paradigm being created, right? Even though, let's say, with the Georgia guy, soon, the guy who erected it, he used a false name, a pseudonym, right? And so that means he was not to disclose it, even though people commented and it's quite sinister and quite dystopian with the Ten Commandments, right? And everybody could go and read it for themselves. And then the fact that you must disbelieve this, the fact that nobody, you have a camera up around it, the fact that it was erected in a remote area, and the fact that nobody has destroyed it, and the fact that the narrative was written in 10 different languages, even Arabic and Chinese and Swahili and all. Mm-hmm. You understand? And nobody disclosed who paid for it to be erected, but yet still it's a conspiracy. But, you know, we all going to pay the price for our lack of knowledge and plague as if we haven't read the book of Daniel and Revelations. And also, Mr. McCartney, you're not dealing with the objectionable narratives about the PCR test. The reason why there's a third wave, because they planned the third wave. Have a good day.
All right, my brother. That's a heavy charge there, 52. I'm interested in these Bahamian views on spirituality beyond just Christianity, right? Just on views of spiritual consciousness, yes? Things that exist outside of human understanding, the fascination with morbidity, death, dying. We had my friend Theo Savousis came on and spoke about out-of-body experiences. In fact, there's a series on Netflix about it. That's very interesting. So I find it quite interesting, actually. It's not what we had started off talking about, and I'm not certain how we got there. But here we are. Anyway, let's talk about what the Christian Council said. This is the Christian Council. The president of the Christian Council received the vaccine today. I believe so. Yeah. Yes, one, now you're talking. Let me break up my ancient alien subscription, the Anunnaki, higher life forms, technological advancements, etc. Exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying. All right. It says melatonin. Ah, now I see why these PLP callers always sound like they in La La Land. They be dreaming on that melatonin stuff. I'm not kidding about the melatonin either. Says, I think melatonin reduces testosterone production. I'm not sure. This says, Juan, you said you don't believe in ghosts because you've never seen them, but you believe in God. You ever seen God, bro? Shaking my head. No, I haven't. I've never seen God. No, I've never seen God. I believe in God. It was an exercise in faith and questioning of faith over many years to get to the point where I am. Yeah. So it wasn't just someone told me, hey, there's God, believe in it. And I was like, oh, okay, great. I had to carefully consider it and weigh it against my own ability to think critically. All right? Yeah. It says, hey, Juan, are you going to have a topic about this Fred Smith saga this week? If you haven't, are you talking about the Shantytown hearing? Yeah, we spoke about that in depth on Friday. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, Juan, how you doing, man?
Hey, I'm fine. How are you?
Good, man. Listen to me, you know. This vaccine, right? I had dinner with Saturday night, and my table was next to some elite people in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually gained America taking the vaccine. They're taking this over. Yeah, so why are they trying to make it seem like they're taking this vaccine? You know what I mean? I was shocked to hear that when I listened to them. I said, and the last one to be vaccinated was their daughter and their grandson. And they're supposed to leave this morning, from what they were saying, on Monday to go take this vaccine in the States, not yet.
I could see that. If they have means, they probably could find someone.
Yeah, going to you understand? Vaccine, so yeah. Tell them, man, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You all have a good day.
Okay. Let's talk to the council. Actually, let's take a break. And we'll be back. We'll talk about the Christian council.
Electric.
Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and the generator's back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them at 242-356-0249.
You asked for it, and now it's here. Introducing the all-new plant-based Rebel Whopper only at Burger King Nassau. The new Rebel Whopper is everything you expect in a Whopper with a meatless plant-based patty that is flame-grilled to perfection with all the fixings you love on that famous sesame seed bun. Come try out the new Rebel Whopper with fries and a Pepsi and see if you can tell the difference. The Rebel Whopper is 100% Whopper, 0% beef, and only at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Hello, sir. Your credit card bill is due. Hello, sir. It's time for your monthly loan payment. Tired of creditors pounding at your door? Sign up for a debt consolidation loan from Fidelity Bank and consolidate your debt into one low monthly payment. What's more, you'll also earn interest on a built-in savings account. The pandemic has curbed many freedoms, but at Fidelity, our focus is to help regain your financial freedom. Visit a branch or speak to a Fidelity Bank at 356-7764. COVID safety measures in place at all branches. Fidelity, we're good for you.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Will McCartney, so good to have you with us. This says, you left my mic on? Just now. Just tell your producer he didn't cut your mic after you just closed, just for future reference. I didn't want you saying something because you thought you were off air when you were not. Usually I wouldn't say anything unless people call me. Like people call you immediately when the commercial break happens. Yes, I was waiting for you to call me during the commercial break. Under no circumstances did I want some water or to use the restroom or anything. How may I assist? All right. But sometimes you do get the hot mic and you get a problem. Says, hi, one. Ghosts don't exist. When you're dead, you're dead. Well, that's one point of view, for sure. You can believe as you believe, you know. Last I checked, right? If you do believe in God, then you believe he gave us free will to believe in him or believe in what we choose. If you don't believe in God, then that doesn't arise. Good afternoon. Welcome to The Revolution. Hello. Let's take the call. Good afternoon. Welcome to The Revolution.
Good afternoon. Yes. Welcome to The Revolution.
How you doing, Juan?
I'm great. Turn your radio down for me, please.
Juan, sorry about that. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Not bad at all. I know you're talking about ghosts, but I don't think you should talk with the PLD like that. Anyway.
Okay.
Let's talk spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
Juan, I want to talk about, I guess I want to say something off your topic just for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
I made a statement the other day on a show. I think it's something that we ought to take serious, whether it's the PLP, the DNA, or the F&M. My preferable party would be the F&M. I'm hoping that the F&M get 5 more years because I think the F&M didn't have a chance to prove anything. When they got the economy going in the right direction and everything was going good, we had Dorian and then the COVID. But this is what I want to say, Juan. I want to make this statement. And this is for the DNA, the PLP, and the F&M. If they really want to do something for the people, we have 3-point-some million acres of land, right, Juan?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't they give each Bahamian that has 4 generations of Bahamian family members 1 acre of land each. I love what the Prime Minister is doing. It's a very good initiative. But we have 3 million acres, and we only have about 400,000 people. Mm-hmm. Why we can't give 1 acre of land on the family island to each Bahamian family from the age of 20 to about 45 or 50? And then wouldn't we help the economy grow? Because now we will empower the people with what? With at least having some kind of asset. Something that they can go to the bank with. You agree with me, Juan?
I agree that we could use our crown land better. I don't know about giving everyone an acre.
But
I'd have to, sit down and think
through that. What I'm trying to say is the government is trying to do as much as it can for the people. In all fairness, Juan, and I want to be real fair about this. In all fairness, everything that they do, a lot of people get left out. But I think the only place where people will never get left out is land. Mm-hmm. Because we have over 3 million acres in this country that is owned by the Bahamian people and the government.
Yes, that's true. And we want to utilize it carefully.
Yes.
I'll have to look more deeply at the issue than to just say give everybody acre of land. So that's okay. Just me. But I thank you.
I appreciate that one.
All right. Thanks a lot. Sounds good. But we got to do the exercise. We got to think it through now. We can't just make proclamations. It says, I hope it's not when you're dead, you're dead. Then what's the whole point of life if you just die and that's it? Well, I would think the point of life would be to live. Yes? It says, yeah, your mic was hot, but you didn't say anything. I could have. It's very possible. It says, good afternoon, Juan. There's no God, no devil, no angels, no heaven, no hell. People who believe that are delusional and misled. I don't think it's that they're delusional. I think that faith is a very important part of life that undergirds a lot of what we do and the reasons we do things. I believe there's a life after this one, and I don't believe I'm delusional. Juan, that caller's a fool. This was the best time to prove they really deserve another chance. This is pure excuse and foolishness. They were given a chance in 2017. This says, give everyone an acre so I could buy it off. Right. So I don't know that that's just a good idea to give everybody an acre of land, because I do believe that you will end up with a result that you were not looking for, such as the land will transfer from the government to just a few people eventually owning all the land, right, including the private land, and then they'll own the crown land. Because a lot of people don't understand what to do with land. They don't understand how to capitalize off it. So you will have people who will offer an acre of crown land. Some people will offer you, who are in a desperate situation, give me 10 grand, you know, and you'll start buying up land. You'll now consolidate the land, perhaps in the hands of a few private owners, as opposed to having it consolidated in the crown. Let's just quickly, Christian Council. One call, then Christian Council. I don't want to say I didn't do it. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello, good afternoon. One more time. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. All right. We tried. That's it for that. All right. This says, the Christian Council narrowed its focus to four areas of interest concerning the Christian faith. A, the emergency use of COVID-19 vaccines. B, the COVID-19 vaccine interaction with human DNA. The use of fetal cell lines in COVID-19 vaccines and the relevance of COVID-19 and end times prophecy. So y'all don't listen to me. Maybe y'all listen to the Christian Council, as much as y'all would like to sling the Bible at me. All right? This says, with regard to the emergency use of COVID-19 vaccines, our subject matter experts, both local and international, consistently echoed the following. One, the long-term effects of these vaccines cannot be determined. Given the absence of data, no one can emphatically state whether there will be any adverse therapeutic reactions in the future. And two, the benefits of these vaccines outweigh the risk of contracting COVID-19. Given that COVID-19 has caused deaths and some persons who have recovered are reporting symptoms lasting longer than expected, the vaccines aid in building an immunity against the virus. All right. Second, the COVID-19 vaccine's interaction with human DNA. All right. This says, As it pertains to the COVID-19 vaccines, mRNA vaccines do not use the live virus that causes COVID-19. mRNA never enters the nucleus of the cell, which is where our DNA genetic material is kept. Where have we heard that before? Where have we heard that before? Three, the use of fetal cell lines in COVID-19 vaccines. This says, historical fetal cell lines were derived in the 1960s and 70s from two elective abortions that have been used to create vaccines for diseases such as hepatitis A, rubella, and rabies. Any COVID-19 vaccine that relies on these historic cell lines will not require nor solicit new abortions. Generally, many vaccines use these cell lines either in the developmental stage where vaccines are created, the confirmation stage where vaccines are tested for their efficacy, or the production stage where cell lines are used to produce the vaccine. Neither Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, or Oxford AstraZeneca vaccines use fetal cell lines in their production, and hence, neither of these vaccines contains aborted fetal components. Where have we heard this information explained very patiently and carefully before? I'm trying to figure it out. Where have we heard this before, what the Christian Council is saying? Has anyone else bothered to outline this and explain this in careful detail? Someone must have. This says, the relevance of COVID-19 and end times prophecy. The mark of the beast, when viewed in its scriptural context, speaks to a decision to renounce Jesus Christ and submit to the lordship of Satan. Consequently, the decision to be vaccinated for COVID-19, in a general sense, does not fall into this category. Further, our research has found that the events outlined in Scripture surrounding the introduction of the mark of the beast are not consistent with the global response of the medical and scientific communities to the current COVID-19 pandemic. Conclusion. Based upon the interviews and research conducted by the committee, 1, it is well within reason that the WHO's validation of the emergency of use of COVID-19 vaccines is warranted. 2, the subject matter experts unanimously agreed that the long-term effects of the vaccines cannot be determined at this time, simply because sufficient time has not elapsed. However, the benefits of the vaccines far outweigh the disadvantages. 3, there's no evidence that COVID-19 vaccines, and in particular, nucleic acid vaccines, or mRNA vaccines, alter or modify the human DNA. 4, the Bahamas Christian Council opposes elective abortion and recognizes that the use of cell lines may infringe on what is deemed morally acceptable. However, given that COVID-19 vaccines do not contain components of aborted fetus or cell lines, those who receive COVID-19 vaccines should not be deemed an accessory to an abortion. 5, there is insufficient theological evidence to support that the COVID-19 vaccines is directly connected to the fulfillment of end-time prophecy relative to the mark of the beast. Now, I've said all those things, except for the mark of the beast thing, which I never believed anyway, but I didn't seek to rule it out in Scripture. All right? I've said all these things. Yes? You told me I don't know what I'm talking about. You told me I'm a heathen. You told me I don't know the word. Okay? Now, if Mario Moxie and Lyle Bethel and Delton Fernanda and the other members of the Christian Council don't know the word of God, I submit no one does. So while I don't need the Christian Council to explain this to me, for those of you who will listen to no one else but your pastor, I thank the Christian Council for conducting this exercise. Not just because their findings are consistent with mine, because you can't find any findings inconsistent with mine that are based in fact, but because there are simply people who don't trust politicians, who may not listen to me, who may not agree with me, or other scientists, who will listen to their pastor. All right? So thank you for that, Christian Council. Appreciate it. It says, Juan, you told us this 2 weeks ago. How many people think listen to your previous shows, going to say praise Jah? thanks to the Christian Council. This is the first time we heard so. LOL must sound better out of their mouth, but ah well, educated is educated. This is what I'm saying. I explained this to you in patient detail. You did not want to accept my findings. My findings are not inconsistent with other scientific findings. My findings are not inconsistent with the findings of the Christian Council. Okay? So there we are. This says delusional people never think they are delusional. So perhaps. I know that I'm not delusional. Juan, you don't prove you're good when things are good. That happens when things are bad. You make it good. This government was lazy from 2017. Stop blaming. Juan, I say God bless the Christian Council. Yeah, at least they did their work. Hey, Juan, Minnesota got that fella pot gravy pretty good. And I say the vaccine's coming tomorrow, guys. The 33,000 doses. Party! I said, that's my point. Believing in God is based on delusions of grandeur. Simple. You can't see it and only exists in your mind. Delusional. No, I mean, that's not how faith works. My belief in God is based on my submission to a sense of humility, that there is something greater that has designed this universe and is responsible for my being and guides and orders my life. That I am not the sole controller of my destiny and the destiny of those around, and that there is an order to the universe. That is what my belief is based on, not delusion. Because if that were the case, I could believe in the great spaghetti monster in the sky, right? I could be a Pastafarian. Ever heard of the Pastafarians? OMG, if I hear someone bring up Dorian and COVID one more time. Yeah, you're going to have to start to wrap your mind around. We're all aware COVID happened. You don't got to remind us. You don't got to say it. We're all aware Dorian happened. You don't got to remind us. You don't got to say it. We all lived through it. We got to now figure out where we're going from here. It says the Novavax vaccine will remove most of the problems and why people reject vaccines. It says amen to you, Juan. Juan, do you know if unemployment will be extended again? I'm betting it will. I don't know for certain, though. It says, did we just have a report published discussing the mark of the beast in the context of the COVID vaccine? Yes. Yes, we did. Yes, we did. All right. And we have concluded that taking the COVID-19 will not signify that you have accepted the mark of the beast. There's a whole different set of circumstances with regard to that. We got to get out of here, guys. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you. It says, good afternoon, Juan. I just wanted to listen, but I felt compelled to chime in. There's a difference between spirituality and spiritism. The spirit world is real. If there's a God, well, there's a Satan. I will stop there for now. Take care. Love the content you present. I didn't say there wasn't a Satan. Didn't say that. All right? Just said I don't believe in ghosts. But I do believe in God. All right. That's going to do for the show today. You guys take care out there. Have a great day, Bahamas.